And he's also American.
Okay.
But
when Guile talks in the movie, I ain't buying it.
Nope. Well, I mean, American.
He changed his accent like 6 times throughout the movie.
Oh, you want me to fight for you? I was like, wait, what? I mean, trees of green, red roses too.
Is it, you know, Stevie Wonder?
Why do you sound like Grover?
I got nothing. Fat Albert.
Oh, I wish Fat Albert would sing. Well, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd listen. I bought a Fat Albert soundtrack.
Hey. I just want to hear that.
Doesn't he have a song in that movie?
What's that?
Doesn't he have a song in that movie?
Fat Albert movie?
Yeah.
There's a Fat Albert movie?
You didn't know that?
There's
no.
Oh,
yeah.
Where?
That's next on the list, man.
Did they make a video game about it? I didn't even know there was a Fat Albert. I knew it was like an old show. It was like a...
They made a Fat Albert. Yeah. Who the hell's in it?
I don't fucking know.
Eddie Murphy.
It
has to be Eddie Murphy.
I want to say Keenan from Keenan and Kel. Like, I
you know
say
what? That would make
Fat
sense.
Albert.
Are you sure you're not talking about Good Burger?
No, I know I'm not talking about Good Burger.
Talking about SNL?
Yeah.
Is it?
There's
is
other
no,
black
there,
people.
There is a... Shut up. There is a Fat Albert movie, I swear to God.
You're talking about Norbit?
No.
What the hell's Norbit?
No. That's Eddie Murphy when he's got, like, he's all, like, that
yeah.
nerd.
You
and...
ever seen Norbit?
No. Besides, that was the fat people movie. What's the one where he's fat?
Like... Nutty Professor?
Yeah.
Mm. They all start farting at the table. Mm-hmm. It's a classic.
They, you know, they made, they referenced that in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
With Jack Black.
Yeah. That was good. Oh, they just need to make a Les Grossman movie.
Maybe.
Take a step back and go, fuck yourself. Yeah. I'd watch that movie.
Voice
in
a of a Generation.
Yeah.
Voice of a Generation.
But,
nope, you can't do it. I'm trying to hold it off. Keep,
I know
just keep
you were.
Going.
This is our No Geeks Loud podcast. I'm James.
I'm Brian.
I'm
Corinne.
Yeah, my wife's here.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, my wife, I convinced her to. We're doing Street Fighter today, finally. We're doing
yes.
Street Fighter, so if you haven't seen by the title, we're back. And, I forced my wife to watch this one.
Forced me to watch the last one too.
Yeah, she watched Mario Brothers too.
In some countries, that would get you arrested.
Yeah. Sorry, it's cool. She was hiding her hair and her face, and you could just see her eyes. And
I just been watching the fucking movie. Yeah. That's what I was...
But at least like we watched this one. Like I actually paid for it on Amazon.
I did pay for it also. I paid for it twice.
However, it did say 1080p, and that was a flat out lie.
That was not 1080p.
Oh yeah, I always go into that. There's old movies. I don't expect any. As long as it's above standard def, that's all I care about.
It was definitely above standard def.
Yeah, that's just.
But it was not 1080p.
Yeah. Was it like? How much was it like $4?
Yeah, $3.99.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched the same thing. We were all doing the same thing.
Yep.
In different places. Well, I was in a different place, but watching
weird.
This movie.
Were you wearing pants?
Never.
Never. Same.
I'm not wearing pants, but I'm not watching the movie, so there you go.
I'm feeling kind of loose.
Getting some images in people's heads. It's great. Painting a picture.
But, yeah, so we watched Street Fighter, our second dud gaming movie.
I don't know about dud.
Neither do I. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was better than Super Mario Bros.
I don't agree with that statement.
Oh, that's a ridiculous thing you just said.
I mean, yeah.
That's trolly. Are you me? You can't take over my position in this podcast.
I'm here to kick you out, bro.
It's not much better than Mario Brothers.
I don't know. It's a lot better because that movie was garbage.
Like it was better made, but just the ridiculousness
that's
happening in the movie.
Oh, it's a video game movie. It's
but they try to make it like grounded in realism. Where Mario Brothers is like, all right, it's a fantastical world.
He shoots lightning out of his hands.
No, he doesn't. No, he does not. He.
I watched
the camera cuts out and cuts back on to make a flash scene. It's like,
he shot lightning and he flew.
So let's get into this shit movie here.
Let's get in.
December 23rd, 1994. This movie comes out.
Oh, it was a Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
But, wow.
This came out on Christmas time.
That's a really weird time.
I feel really bad for those kids.
Why?
It didn't even open up. It opened up with like other movies that week. Like, Richie Rich came out earlier that week on a Wednesday.
Is that the one with Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I like that one. I haven't seen it forever,
I get that confused with Blank Check.
Yep. I do it all the time.
I don't think I've ever seen Blank Check.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Pretty good one.
Kid gets a blank check because some criminal runs over his bicycle. He takes it home and his, like, 1980s computer and like turns this blank check that the criminal wrote into like $1 million.
It's all about fraud.
And he buys everything with $1 million. Sinbad's his butler. Isn't Sinbad his butler?
I think so. I don't really remember because I get it mixed up with Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Which one's the one where he hangs off the nose? Or...
That's Richie Rich. When they're Mount Rush, Mount Richie Moore.
Yeah, that's in, he's making the thing.
His family.
Yeah, and it was like a vault.
Let's just talk about that movie.
Let's talk about Psych.
We ain't talking about Street Fighter.
Fake out.
Yeah, it opened up like these other movies. I don't even know like Death and a Maiden.
That sounds messed up.
Legends of the Fall, Brad Pitt movie.
Heard of it?
And that sounds like just words put together.
I'm just saying shit. I got a generator.
Legends of the Fall.
Michael Thomas and the Librarian's Daughter.
That could be. It's about the same level as Legends of the Fall.
I stubbed my toe.
Are you not reading from the list yet?
No, there's still movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so this movie opened up against nothing. Against nothing.
It's a good time to open up movies. I mean,
during Christmas.
It's strategic. I mean, it worked out good because you know the movie's great. So
I mean, but does it say what the 23rd is? Like, was it like a Tuesday?
It was a Friday. Oh, this is a Friday. This was date night, 1994. People were having sex after this.
You literally had nothing else to do.
1994. You just listened to some Nirvana. You had your Janko jeans on. You watched Street Fighter, and then you banged.
I don't think Jankos were in 94, were they?
I don't know. I was pretty close. Were. I was riding the wave, man. I was feeling it.
I don't think they were.
I was feeling it, man.
Back when Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Demolition Man.
All right, come on, man. That's not even true.
Hey, he played, Cameron Poe in that movie.
Cameron Poe, yeah. That's what he did.
But I think I'm mixing things up.
Yeah, so this was a banger. I mean...
Did it do good? Well, how'd it do? Like,
what was it? The fucking...
You're scrolling down. I see a big list and
it's
you
deep.
Keep scrolling.
It's deep.
It's not good.
Opening weekend.
That's really bad.
Opening weekend did about $8 million.
Oh, that's not good. That's supposed to be your big weekend.
But how much did it cost to make?
$35
million. Holy shit.
Yeah, I believe it. There's some shit in this movie. A lot of boats.
All I think that...
Van Damme.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think I remember reading online,
it's
like, him and Raul Julia ate up, like, all the budget for $35 million.
I thought it was the boats. Let's
get into the boat scene, because this is the most annoying part.
Are we really jumping, like,
oh, yeah, we'll jump back, yeah.
Ahead? Okay.
I love that boat. That boat was so much fun. By the way, it has his name on it.
It does have his name on it. He's
that was weird.
Colonel fucking William Stryker.
It's William
Guile. Oh, yeah, Stryker. That's from Mortal Kombat. We'll get to that one.
It's not the same universe.
Same universe. They're all fighting games.
He's got the adamantium.
He's got, like, this boat. Like, stealth boat.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that boat in another movie.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
He borrowed that.
By the way, it's like a deep-up bottom. You noticed that? There's, like, a bunch of shit, like, messed up on the bottom of it. There's some couple scenes where it's, like, we come out of the water just enough. There's, like, just, like, chip marks all over the bottom of that boat.
No, I didn't even notice
that.
Oh, yeah. Just a fucking banged-up piece of shit.
Yeah. You can tell, like, you know, they hit some things while they were filming this fucking movie.
But, so Street Fighter, this, Corinne, how about you tell me what this movie's about? Because you don't know video games.
Like, that's a good
question. My wife doesn't, she's not into this realm of shit, but she tolerates it enough to, you know, she'll partake. But if you had to describe, you give me the synopsis of this movie.
Dude.
From start to finish.
Do impressions of these people, too.
Yes.
Do impressions?
Yeah,
of
so
these
people know who you're talking about.
What are the backstories?
I don't fucking know. Okay, so
points of origin.
I don't even remember how. What is Chandaloo? Is that the place?
There you go.
Chandaloo.
Chandaloo.
No, I think Chandaloo.
Chandaloo.
Chandaloo. Yeah.
See again.
You're close.
Chandaloo sounds like something you buy at IKEA.
It's whatever. Wherever this place is, it's in fucking Eastern Asia. But there's like Spanish signs all over the place.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire movie.
Thought that was weird.
It's like...
I thought it was weird that there's like no Asians in the movie besides
that's
like
what
the
I
background.
Was saying. I'm like, how is this in Eastern
there's
Asia?
A lot of white people.
More fucking white people.
I'm not counting the Hawaiian dude, the Samoan guy. I'm like,
yes,
no,
dude,
he's
I
not there.
God,
E. Honda?
He was in Moana. Like, that guy was a cartoon character.
It's The Rock.
It's The Rock.
So these random people are in this random ass country in East Asia, which is apparently half American, half Asia.
That's about right.
And there's apparently this military base for, what is it, allied nations?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Write it out.
AN. Yep. Okay.
I think I don't know what they ever explained what it stands for.
And everybody's got like their own country patch on. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
By the way, I love the John Collier Van Damme America tattoo.
Which is like flawless.
Can we talk about like how it looked like it was bedazzled?
It did look really weird.
My man is sparkling, and it didn't look like it's ever seen. His body's tan. It's like, we have tattoos, and you tan? Your tattoos can fade. I mean, especially colors. Mm-hmm. These colors don't run, baby.
Yeah. So it's absolutely like a stick-on tattoo.
And not to mention, he was like fighting and like rolling around in the dirt and going through mud and shit, and it was like 15.
Flawless.
Getting shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, good blood, like a little, with those exploding.
I had so much things wrong with that scene.
Squibs.
Squibs.
Yes. I had so many questions. Yes.
Oh my god, all
right. My first question is like, what if he shot him in the face? There you go, done. Gannon's movie just fucking kills him.
Like, he had more blood on him when he was falling to the ground than when like people were surrounding him.
Yeah.
Like when he got shot to go down.
This
like,
guy's best move is playing possum. Yeah. He pretends to die like 5 times in his movie. Mm-hmm. It's just like, he's like.
Yep.
It's like, Guile, we gotta go to church.
So here's a weird thing. Was the gun the guy stole on the breakout an actual live, like,
real? I think it was.
Because it was from random guard. I'm like, was he in on it?
It was only the three of them that knew about it. It was Cammy.
No, she didn't know.
No, she didn't.
It was just Guile and then them two.
I thought it was Guile, maybe she knew. Cammy, maybe and she then knew. The Navajo guy.
T-Hawk.
Sure, yeah, I picked his name
I
up.
I thought it was those three. Because remember when he went in, when Chun-Li went into the morgue, and I said, oh, is Sub-Zero coming? Because she could see her fucking breath. And then
My wife was close with the fighting. She knows Sub-Zero's a character in a fighting game.
I also, like, that scene, human body parts in the morgue in glass jars, like, you know, kind of weird. Right. Also, he was laying on that table. Mm-hmm. Why? Was he laying there the whole time? He was just sitting there. It was nighttime.
I know.
He's like, is he just laying on the table?
Maybe he had...
Like, who's he tricking at that point?
He had, like, that medicine or whatever that, like, slows your heartbeat down, and then eventually, like, turn around or whatever.
So you're saying this is a real Metal Gear, like...
But, like, they had to know, because when Chun-Li went in there, and she found him, whatever, asleep or whatever, the other two came in and took her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they might have known.
But
I don't think that random guard knew, though.
I agree.
Hey, why isn't he like, oh my god, Guile's alive?
Because I wanted to point out, because I'm like, it had to be a fake gun, because I'm like, if you notice, when he pulls out the blood, it's just cardboard.
Yeah,
it's not stopping a bullet.
Right. Right.
It's just like the dud is fucking, like, it's like indie movie props that he had.
It was a ketchup packet.
It's not like they couldn't even just tape that to, like, just get a bulletproof vest and just tape the things on that. They had to get a little cardboard cutout.
They spent all their budget on that goddamn boat.
$35 million budget.
They couldn't get
cardboard
one.
Squibs.
Could get one fucking vest.
Yeah, so you got like...
Oh my god.
So, basically, this movie's shit. It's...
As you can see, I can barely get through the synopsis without getting interrupted.
Can we just
how
talk...
many things are wrong with
how
this
about
movie?
How about the very first scene where he just calls out Bison and they have a conversation back and forth on like...
Live TV.
Yes. And he's just like, I'm coming. And he says it like 10 times. I'm coming to get you, or whatever his line is.
Yeah.
But he just keeps repeating it and it just gets cringier and cringier.
Yeah.
And I was like, 1 or 2 times. I'm coming to get you.
There is a point where he says, I'm coming for you, Charlie, and they cut to Charlie, and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? Did you just say my name?
Yeah.
And everyone's just looking at him, and he's like, oh, wow, this is...
And then Bison figures out, he's like, Charlie?
Yeah.
And that dude just gets tortured for the whole movie.
He was so pissed off.
You prick. Just let him shoot me.
He just won't say anything.
Can we talk about the patent leather fucking uniforms for a minute? Like, and how, as, like, an army of a, like, madman... How
in hot ass Asia, in hot ass South Asia,
real good camo, red and black.
Yeah, where are they fucked at? Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
And their helmets that just look like the biggest G.I. Joe ripoffs.
Oh yeah,
which clearly did nothing because when they were getting fucking karate chopped in the head in the last fight scene,
yeah.
They were just
what the fuck's the point of these helmets? Everybody gets punched in the face in this movie wearing helmets and just drop instantly.
I gotta try that now. Just punch someone in the helmet, they're done. They're dead. I did have one little like side thing, I never skip around the Blancas. I just like his like little injection when he made him like green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anabolic plasma.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on one of the bags.
That's what made him green.
Yeah, it was DNA mutagen and anabolic plasma.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the fuck is anabolic plasma?
It's science, bro.
I mean,
science terms.
Blue and yellow.
Yeah.
So doesn't blue and yellow make green?
I know, but just like, what the hell is anabolic? Like, how can't you just why? Just shooting lasers and shit. Just basically,
we don't care.
We're warping your DNA.
Yeah.
Clearly, the story and plot doesn't matter to you.
Right.
This just implies someone actually had to think about this. Like, what is the reason he turned into
anabolic
this? Well, I definitely didn't go to school for science, so.
All right, so we got Guile, who's just like this big piece of shit guy.
Oh, he's an asshole.
He's a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was rooting for Bison. Big time.
By the end of the movie, I was a Bison fan.
Until Bison, I mean, Bison's one-liners at the end are rough, but
he was doing what he could. Yeah. He was doing what he could.
He was fighting stomach cancer too while they were filming the film.
Oh yeah,
Raul Julia. That was his last movie.
Yeah,
last film movie. It wasn't his last released movie because he had like one that came out after this, which good. I guess people like. I don't forget what it was, but it was a little redeeming, I guess, in comparison to Street Fighter. But
well, actually, most people say this is like. Like, the only redeeming factor in this movie is him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time he's on screen is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And they also said that he only did this movie because of his kids.
Yep.
They liked playing the game.
They like Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And they helped him actually prepare for the role. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, I don't know how that...
Yeah, what the fuck?
Which is a little strange.
Did they help write the movie, too? Because it seems like it.
He was a little rapey.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of that.
My man, like, do you like his hat rack? So he's going. So when he captures Chun-Li in this movie, there's a scene where he's like, the obvious vibe is he's gonna just be nefarious with her, willingly or unwillingly, and so he's in his full like M. Bison garb. So he's like getting into his like sexy smoking robes, like he's gonna seduce her. Like you just kidnapped her, killed all of her friends and shit, and you're like, oh, this robe's gonna do it for you. At this point, just strip naked and just do what you're gonna do, because she's not gonna be like, oh, he put on a robe. Oh, he's gonna smoke a cigar. I'm in. You convinced me.
He also made her a cocktail.
He did. A Bison cocktail.
Was it for her? Or was it
so
for him?
Before we get off to that tangent.
Oh, you got two?
He's wearing his robes and he takes off his military general hat and he puts on his like velvet sexy man
sexy
Bison hat. He's got
basically
like a hat rack
all
of
the
all
same hats.
Hats
too.
Just
it
like
is. Different colors.
Just different color for every mood.
Yeah.
And Bison, like the reason like he wants $50 billion to like $20 billion.
Right.
Look at all his like merchandise he has of his logo on everything. Mm-hmm. The chairs, the posters, his hats, the cocktail stirrers had his logo.
He is just an entrepreneur.
His
his
stereo system was like, was it Bisonics?
Bisonic.
Oh my god.
Yeah. When he turns on his stereo, even his stereo equipment is private label. This dude has an empire of like shit. He's like the new Disney.
I like him. I'm a fan.
What was his town like? Bisonopolis?
Bisonopolis.
Something like that. And it was the little whatever mall he had going on was the shape of the skull emblem.
Yeah.
Really, terrible layout.
Right.
Terrible structure design.
Where's the aqueducts? Like, where's the runoff?
Imagine you're all the way in the
just
fucking
floods.
Top of the wing.
There's like, a lot of sharp corners.
Yeah. All the roads come to a point. Like, you get your car stuck. You turn wrong corner.
The parking lot sucks.
45 angle. It's awful.
He was, you know what I have to say though, underrated DJ, the Microsoft employee.
Oh my God.
Yeah, at the end that you find out he worked for Microsoft. I should have sticked with Microsoft.
I just the one line I just like
cool
when Guile dies and Bison figures it out and he's like, I wanted him in combat. He's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. We died laughing at that part.
It was
part.
Great.
Okay.
There's a couple really funny moments of that. There's that. And there's Bison's joke about the one eye. You couldn't see it with your eye.
Yes.
We
oh
were dying. We were making fun of Sagat.
But not only that, but like when they were also in the prison vehicle, when Sagat and Vega, whatever, were asking for the keys that they had. And they're like, please give me the keys. And they're like looking at Ken and
Ryu
were looking at each other like, okay.
The obviously fakest toss that could ever exist, too.
Oh,
it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the characters.
Let's go with the characters.
I like the game Street Fighter. I've played it since, you know, the second one came out on the Super Nintendo, and mm-hmm. I've played just about everyone since then. I like fighting games, so...
Because you're a loser, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't got a fight pad yet. That's the secret. I've always... I'm the best casual player.
He says that now. I mean, check that closet.
Amazon sudden, boxes.
Yeah. Buried him, you know, in... Down there, just like a little gem.
So we got Guile. Let's talk about Guile. We're going to go down the list here.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What is he?
He is a, like, army sergeant or colonel.
And this is in a game.
In a game.
Okay.
And he's also American.
Okay.
But
when Guile talks in the movie, I ain't buying it.
Nope. Well, I mean, American.
He changed his accent, like, six times throughout the movie.
Oh, you want me to fight for you? I was like, wait, what? I mean,
JCVD took some, you know, some liberties with the character.
Big liberties.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I
also... This guy also turned down Mortal Kombat's Johnny Cage to be Street Fighter's Guile.
I really, you know, well, I don't want him to be in Mortal Kombat. I'll be honest with you, because I think he would have ruined that.
Yeah, he would have
I think he would have ruined it. I like the guy that played Johnny Cage in that movie. I think he was good.
Yeah, he worked out. He did the splits.
I will say that in the beginning, or maybe through the whole movie, what the hell is up with his eyebrow? Anyone else notice that?
Dude, my man, and his hair.
Oh, his hair is fucked up.
They tried to dye his hair blonde, because his hair is blonde in the cartoon, in the game.
Yeah.
It's orange.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was like they didn't bleach it.
They spent the whole budget on those two actors and that goddamn boat.
No wardrobe.
They didn't have time for bleach.
And like with the army uniform with the weird scarf, blue scarf on the shoulder, and like with the orange hair, I'm like, this makes it stand out even more.
And another thing is, he's not even the main character in the game.
Oh, he's not.
At all.
Who is the main character?
In the movie, they call him Ryu, but it's pronounced Ryu.
Oh, yeah, it's Ryu. That's right.
But apparently, like, fun fact about this movie, I'm reading, doing a little bit of research on it. The guy who played Ken couldn't say Ryu.
Really?
Yeah,
He couldn't say it?
He couldn't say it. And all the dialogues that required him to say it, he just kept saying, he kept fucking it up. So they just changed it to Ryu. And then everybody in the movie just called him Ryu because it's for consistency.
Did that piss off Capcom?
I don't think.
Capcom loved the movie, apparently.
They had probably a bigger fish to fry.
Apparently Capcom loved the movie.
Oh, that's just insane.
Yeah. They thought it was fantastic. They nailed everything.
You know, that's just a generic, public relations response where they're like, we didn't actually fucking see this movie. I think it's good.
So they nailed Vega really good. Vega's one of the best guys, because he's like this pretty boy, like, fighter, like, fights with the claw, the mask, so he doesn't hurt his pretty face. Yep. Women love him.
Why does he fight with the claw? I had that question.
What's that? Why?
Yeah.
That's his thing.
I was just curious, because there was a scene where they're all, like, you know, when they're in the tent, and they're all pointing guns at each other, and he just busts out this claw. Yeah. And I was like, yes. What the fuck?
You're gonna get him first.
He's
dead. They're gonna get Ken and Ryu when they walk in the middle of the fucking tent, oblivious to the...
Walk in that tent.
Just speaking about spies and shit, and they're planning on taking everyone down. Yeah.
They walk in, like, in the middle of, like, 50 guys on each side. They make it halfway between both before they realize there's 50 guys on either side of them.
A lot of dumb mistakes by a lot of people. This movie is, like, just full of just stupid people doing stupid things.
The whole movie could be avoided, like, so easily.
That scene alone, the fucking truck with the explosives. Why make a broadcast about it? Or just put the explosives in the tent and just kill them.
Why didn't you put the explosive in the thing he would have opened?
Yeah,
you had all that time to set up this elaborate TV.
That was a live feed, too.
With a live feed in the 1990s.
Expensive. Oh, God.
So we'll talk about Ken and Ryu next. What do you think about him?
Ken's a douche.
Ken is a tool.
He is a tool. I will say, though, out of the two of them, he's the only one that actually tried to act a little bit. The other guy really has, like, no emotion for anything.
No.
Like, even there was one scene, like, Honda and the boxer
Balrog
are getting like they're breaking out, and you know, Ken and Ryu come in and like they start choking him. And if you look at Ryu, he's just standing there, like he's getting choked, but he has his hands around his neck, and he's stone faced with no emotion. At least Ken's over there like, I'm getting choked. This guy's over there just like, nope, nothing's happened to me, I don't feel like doing this shit right now.
I'm pretty sure that's discipline.
Yeah, my man's disciplined.
He's about to die.
So, fun facts about Ken and Ryu Ryu is like the greatest fighter in the world in the game. And they have lore. There's a lot of Street Fighter lore. I don't know a lot of it. I just know like most of these characters because they've been around forever. So, like, Ryu's like the greatest fighter in the world. It took like, this movie's only like, what, hour 42 minutes?
Yeah.
About an hour ends when you start seeing the first fight.
Yeah, it's
Street Fighter.
So angry, and I thought when they reached that like underground thing with Vega, that was going to be the start of the fighting sequence.
Actual Street Fighter.
Like, they thought they would actually have like some combat sequence in that.
Let's go back to that scene, because I'll tell you what annoyed me. They're getting ready to fight. All comes Guile, just drives a tank through the wall.
Right. I wrote a note about that. He killed so many people doing that.
He just comes crashing in like.
That place is packed with people. Yeah. He rams an APC through the wall into the ring. And I'm like,
don't think that's protocol.
I'm like, how are you not like Bison? You're like the same guy.
And he's like, he calls out Bison, you kill all these innocent people. He has this whole speech about it. Bro, you just blew through a wall.
Mm-hmm. You're not even from that country. It could be legal.
You're a terrorist. Kyle is a terrorist.
You heard it here, folks.
So, let's talk about Chun-Li.
Okay. Fanny pack warrior.
Can we just talk about how fast she changes wardrobe?
She does.
She's like in this van. E. Honda walks up to the front of the van. She's in this cat outfit.
With a fanny pack.
With a fanny pack. Where she keeps all of her trinkets and shit. Her her tactical front pocket.
And I love her nice little flip next to the escaping truck. Yeah. It was very necessary.
Yeah. Nobody heard that?
There's no one that was like she's probably up to some shit.
Well, they've got people stationed on the roofs and in windows and stuff like that, and she crawls up and is laying flat on the top of the car.
Yeah. Oh, the funny thing is though, in that scene, because I watched it twice, where the cars come up, you can clearly see she's laying right there.
Yeah, we saw her. We're looking at her.
And you're lower than their eye level, yeah. Too.
What are you doing?
You can see her.
You got a person on your car.
It would just be like,
so, come on. A little bit more into the movie with her. Her, E. Honda, and Balrog have this, elaborate, circus act or whatever, where she's in this, skimpy outfit. But how did she get there? Because the scene is, she leaves the truck. Next time you see her, she's in this tent with the both of them. Why don't you just stick with them?
Well, I mean, wasn't it, she, tried to find, the location of where their homing beacon was?
Yeah, and she found Jean-Claude Van Damme playing zombie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zombie. Yeah.
In the weird ass morgue with body.
My man just laying in the cold.
Just no other bodies there too. Barely a morgue.
Yeah.
And body parts. Saw her breath when she walked in, and that's why I said, "Ooh, Sub Zero. I know this."
Yeah.
No, wrong.
Different
movie.
Right. And then you go in the morgue, and you don't. It goes away. It's all of a sudden warmer.
Yeah, turn the heat up.
Yeah. They're like, yeah.
She changed the thermostat secretly.
He's a little chilly. Yeah. Little chilly. I don't think there's any dead bodies in there. I saw a tracking station in the morgue and fucking just JCVD just laying there. I think he was just on his union break.
So let's talk about her two henchmen, her buddies, Balrog and E. Honda. So yeah. Balrog in the game is a bad guy.
Is he really?
He's based off Mike Tyson, and he's a boxer, world champ boxer.
At one point he gets boxing gloves, and that's not explained at all.
I know.
Everybody had gloves
so
on.
Mad. And even who was the Vegas boss?
Sagat.
Right.
Who's a kickboxer?
So, right. So he had fully wrapped
hands at some point.
Professionally done.
Yeah. You know what? The people are invading the base. He wants to fight them and not pick up a gun.
Yeah, it's not. Nobody uses guns.
Oh, no. Well, people used guns.
Nobody shot anybody.
Yeah.
Well, Van Damme.
The toys. They got shot with those. The tennis balls.
Oh yeah, I had a lot of problems with that. I'm not a gun guy, but I imagine if you picked up a gun and it had stuffed little balls in it, you would tell the difference between a loaded huge ass gun.
Well, I think
gun. They
knew. That's why they shot him in the face, because Sagat's like, "Oh, we found your shit," and he kind of used it just to embarrass him.
I thought that was intentional. They thought they were actually going to shoot him.
No, I thought it was. They knew.
I didn't catch that at all.
Here's your guns.
Because later when they're fighting, the guy picks up the gun and shoots him again in the face, and he's like, "Oh wait, it's just a ball." And
that's the part I didn't get, because that's where I think it disproves my theory.
Yeah,
because
I don't
that
think
guy
you're right.
Is you shot him earlier with a play ball.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
your gun didn't change.
He would have known that. I'm pretty sure you're wrong on that one.
But how did that guy not know that his was a toy too? If everybody else already fired his load,
this one's real.
He's like. It says Nerf on the sides.
Yeah.
Nerf or nothing. He's like, it's a grenade, some whistling footballs.
Oh my god. You know, what the hell was it, what that was called?
What's that?
The little, the Nerfs, that the noise when you throw them.
I don't know, it's tactical, it had some crazy names.
It had some cool names. I do have one little thing I want to say though. So Guile mentioned in the morgue scene, after it takes Chun-Li away, that he tells her, you're not doing this for your personal vendetta. After she's like, it's for mine.
Yep.
What is his personal vendetta? It's just because
Charlie... He took Charlie?
But the thing is, though, the weird thing about that is if you really think about this whole movie, he does not give two shits about Charlie. He finds him, and he was instantly
I gotta
shoot you in the head.
I gotta kill him.
There's no emotion when he's like, yeah, I'm a monster now. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna stay here and kind of just kill myself. And he's like, all right, cool. I'm out of here.
Neat.
No sadness. Be like, oh, I miss my buddy Charlie. He's like, cool. I made a lot alive. Everyone. This guy's an asshole.
Yep. Well, I mean, he did die seven times.
He's terrible. He is the worst.
My man plays possum. So Balrog, basically a bad guy. In this one, he's a cameraman.
Yeah.
So there's a ongoing pattern with this where all these professional, these are these are the world's best fighters in the game. For some reason, in the this movie, they all have fucking jobs. They got like secondary jobs. Why can't they just all be great fighters who came here for like that tournament where Vega's kicking ass, and then they get into their hijinks?
You're saying it's like almost like if Floyd Mayweather became like instead of being a boxer, he's like I'm gonna go be a cameraman in Asia.
Yeah, I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
See, I thought, well, just again from not knowing the game at all, you're introducing me to these characters because they're not introducing me to these characters.
Yeah, they were really terrible. That. I know nothing about them.
I thought maybe like that Bison was gonna start capturing them one by one, and like they each had like their own like karate background or whatever, and that he was gonna force them to fight each other.
And so a tournament for the Shadow Realm.
See, you're losing me here.
I'm moving to Mortal Kombat.
It's Mortal Kombat.
I'm switching to a different movie. It's really Kombat. Like the same thing.
Go to Outland and fight.
Oh, yeah. With Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn.
I don't know anyone else.
What's that?
I know that word.
Yeah, Shao Kahn? Yeah, he's a bad guy. So we got Ball. E. Honda, who's... They mentioned that he was almost a professional Yokozuna. E. Honda. E. Honda 2000.
I thought it was a car.
Pretty much kind of, he's pretty much the only one they got, right? Him and Bison about the only two they got, right? In Vega. Because, I mean, other than the fact that he works for a production company. But he...
he drives the truck.
The best thing, too, is when they kind of, like, somewhat explain their backstories, like Chun-Li does in her exposition with Bison before he gets real rapey.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're there because they ruined his their careers.
Yeah.
Because, like, I guess, like, Balrog had is that his name?
Yeah, Balrog, okay, yeah.
Almost got it wrong.
He fought Gandalf.
Yeah. Pulled him down that fucking...
You shall not pass. Is it because I'm black?
Yeah, just that guy.
Is it because I'm black, huh? He just punched
really
Gandalf.
Really was no dragon or anything there. No. He was trying to get past the goddamn
bridge. Can I just go?
Yeah.
No. This is White Wizards only.
The unedited version of Lord of the Rings. The
6-hour version.
But so his story is he ruined his boxing career. Doesn't really explain how. Kind of just... I guess he discredited him.
Yeah.
It was like the same thing, I guess, with E Honda.
Yeah,
is it E Honda or just Honda?
E Honda.
Is it E Honda?
It's like Edward Honda.
It really sounds like a car, dude.
E Honda.
It's really.
Yeah, my man Dan Hummer.
Name. Yeah.
Again, when did they even introduce his name? Because I don't remember hearing.
Later, that. Way later.
Oh yeah, it's mentioned like as a side. Okay. It's not like, oh, this is my name as a character.
No, you're just like who?
I just kept referring to him as the guy that played in Moana.
Yeah. So.
Rock.
It's Dwayne.
You gotta call him by his name.
Dwayne Carolla.
Mitsubishi Tim.
Yeah, so then, alright, so let's talk about Sagat. Sagat is like, early on, like, Ryu's nemesis, who's like a god-tier kickboxer. He's like an old fartinist. Yeah, he used to be an Iron Fist.
Yeah, which I didn't understand what that meant.
Nope, no clue.
Nope.
Made that up.
Is that a real thing?
No.
Oh, I really thought that meant something.
Not to me.
They became best friends.
Then they became homies.
Well, they kind of did. They kind of did.
But Sagat, I mean, he's like 106. My man is old.
How old was I?
I forget what happens in the game. I think Ryu knocks it out.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Like he claps his eye hole or something. Or he either cuts his eye or gives. In the game, he has like a huge scar on his chest, which later in the movie, after they get their ass kicked,
have
a huge scar on his chest, which is homage to the game. But I think Ryu does it. I think he kicks him in the chest with
it'd be cool if they said that in the movie, because that would be, you know, some backstory.
Yeah,
an explanation why he hated him.
Anything
for a-holes like me that don't know the game.
So, well, the reason why...
Regular people. I didn't know any of these things about any of these characters, and I watched this movie multiple times.
Capcom had, like, a lot of producing credit in this, and they wanted 18 more characters in this movie.
That's insane.
That weren't shown. 18 more.
I didn't even know so many... characters in Street Fighter, the game.
At this time, and when this game came out, 94, I don't think there was more than 20. There's like 12 already in this movie. And they wanted like 18 more.
I just want Raiden to show up.
Raiden and Sub-Zero, hey. Liu Kang.
Kicking run away. They're just taking the boat down the river, just passing by.
Fucking Voltron shows up. So, we got a couple more people. Cammy. Not a lot of showtime on her.
Was she like a main character?
But I love the way she stands at the end.
Oh yeah, that ending pose where you the only girl, you just like look at her booty cheeks. Put the Asian in the front. Let me see her butt.
Is Asian not in the front?
No.
I didn't actually pay that close attention.
She's in the back. They all did their poses when you win a fight in the game.
She's jumping.
Yeah. When you win a fight in the game, that's what they all do.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just lame.
Except nope. Giles is his little...
Oh my god.
His flex.
Like his Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Is he a Hulk Hogan?
No, it was terrible.
His is so much worse.
Like, it was very feminine.
hip out, like straight.
So Cammy's pretty much nailed it, other than like the weird like I'm trying to bang Guile vibes, and he like pretty much blocks her the whole movie.
He seems like a rapey dude himself.
Flirting with her at the end.
Until the Asian showed up.
Immediately hit up.
Chun-Li's, he's like, hey, massages.
I like your dress.
So then his other buddy, T-Hawk, right? Who's like, you don't know he's Native American until like the end of the movie.
T-Hawk's where he puts the headband on. Yeah. And he said it's like a Navajo secret or something like
he's
that.
He's barely in the movie to the very end.
Also, in the game, he's like 7'10".
Oh.
He's huge. He's fucking massive in the movie.
I don't think he's like that.
He's like 5'8".
He ain't shitting this.
He's barely even said his name.
T-Hawk. Like, once.
I'm sure that guy almost didn't even get credited.
Yeah, didn't Giles, like, say, like, T-Hawk, what's with the headband or something like that?
Yeah, I think that I was like, oh, T-Hawk's your name. Thought you were just unnamed Soldier 5.
Yeah, I really think they said his name, like, only halfway through the movie. Mm-hmm. And then said it maybe once more after that. And it was never again mentioned.
Fucking neat. So then, who else am I missing here? Zangief. Let's talk about Zangief for a minute.
Zangief. My boy.
The big Russian hairy dude.
Oh, okay.
I liked him.
Zangief. Who is like right hand man to Bison, bad guy. Kind of nailed that.
Not explained before.
Doesn't. Dude's like dumb as fucking rocks in this. He's supposed to be like a great fighter, too, by the way.
Well, I mean, he was keeping up with the sumo wrestlers. So.
By the way, when they were fighting, can we not talk about the Godzilla sounds playing while they're stomping shit?
That felt very racist.
All over his
little Bisonopolis.
And the Asian people with the tuning in with the subtitles. Yep. And I'm like, the only time there's subtitles in this movie is. With that scene, and I'm like, this is a little too much.
They are the only people that speak any type of Asian language in that entire movie.
Big, big fucking rip off of Godzilla.
That was really weird, but tangent, that voiceover for that one dude.
Oof.
What is going on there? They kept showing him.
They kept, the one guy who's also at the end credits.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a fighter. He's not in the
like,
game.
I think he's in like the jumping scene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy.
He's got the blue hat and the suit. I don't know if he's just a friend of the movie.
Right.
Like, if it's like Capcom Jr.'s like uncle.
He's just
like,
a guy that won a contest.
Yeah, must be. He pulled some shit out of a Cheerios box, and he's just in every scene.
There was that scene where like they're like Jean-Claude Van Damme or JCVD. I'm just gonna say that way easier. They're doing like the briefing about the attack assault, and he just stands up and he says, "I'm like, I just what the fuck?
Who?
Wait, why?
Who the fuck are you?
Why
talking?
Is his voice like that?
Shoot a fireball out of your hands."
I felt that this was like everyone laughed at that. Like, that had to be like a joke. Yeah, there's no way they could just. It was just, it was seemed such a fucking ridiculous thing.
Awful, dude. It was fucking trash.
I do appreciate how accepting they all were of that guy when he was like, Bison was bad? And
yeah.
They're like, oh, come here, buddy.
Yeah, yeah they're just cool with this guy now.
He didn't tell anyone that, by the way. He literally just goes like, hey, I'm just going to open this door for you.
Right. Here, I'll save it.
Yeah.
And then Ryu or Ryu, whatever, and Ken were like trying to help him hold the door up.
Yeah.
Someone
else has really done that in my real life, you know, trying to like, you know, take credit for picking up large objects.
Like,
but,
we tell a story.
You want to tell that story?
I'll tell a story.
Yeah, tell it.
Little tangent, little dip into our drinking days.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we have a buddy named Blair. Blair's like, what, 6'1"?
It's like Zangief.
How tall is Blair?
No,
He is 6 foot.
That's right, I remember that.
Yeah, because I texted him at like 4 in the morning because we were drunk and he kept arguing. I just kept texting his phone and calling him, trying to figure out how tall he was.
Like, and this poor guy, that was when he just had his kid. Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Yes.
So it Blair's was. Like,
you're an
and I knew that too.
But we were arguing how tall he was and we were drunk and he wasn't there with us. So we called him at 4 in the morning to figure out, to settle an argument. If
he
who
surprisingly did not pick up the phone.
Probably woke up.
Oh, yeah, he did. He told me that. He did wake up. He was not happy.
Not a great guy to fuck with because Blair's 6 foot.
6 foot.
200 pounds of just muscle.
Oh, yeah.
He's huge.
Beefcake.
And we like to fuck with him.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
We just fuck with him. And he's just a good sport about it because he knows he can fold us in half. So yeah. It's like, so it's not really a, he's like, it's just, he just got to, you know. So we're drinking one night at a bar.
And I fucked with him a little too much.
And you kept fucking with him. And you just kept calling him out for shit.
No, I remember what it was. He kept trying to tell a story.
Oh, that's right.
He kept trying to tell a story. I don't know what the story is, and the reason is, because every time you started telling it, I just interrupt and loudly say, cool story, bro. And, like, as loud as I could, to stop him from telling the story, so every time he get, you know, throughout the night, he would try to bring up this story.
Really want to tell the story.
Instantly just shut him down with this.
That does not surprise me.
And then at the very end of the night, as we're leaving, you know, this was hours between the last time I did it, you know, he's finally trying to tell a story, and I let him get in a little deeper, and then, like, he starts actually getting into it, and just in the middle, just yell it. And then he starts chasing me.
Just long strides to get your ass.
Then he realized he couldn't catch me.
True.
How? His legs are like the length of your entire body.
I'm quick.
My man gasses out pretty quick. It's just a lot of muscle. Yes. A lot to move around.
But no, my car was nearby.
Mm. Unfortunately.
So what he does, I don't have a big car.
Or drive the new Honda.
Yeah, I actually drive a Honda.
It's an Asian Honda. Dude. He climbed in a papoose on his chest. He just take me places.
So Blair goes up to my car. He's like, I'm going to move your car. And he starts picking up my car and moving my car.
Yep.
And, you know, James over there, thinking like he's going to help.
I was helping.
Goes to try and like help him pick up the car, which James was doing nothing.
I was helping.
Nothing.
Do you have a pinky in there?
I was holding it.
Oh, yeah.
I held the bumper up a bit. I was part of the team.
It's something that's like...
I'm taking credit for it.
I don't know why. Because if anyone walked by, they would have been like, yeah, he looks like he's trying to do something. You're trying to like, I just didn't want
to
stand there.
I look like I'm adding weight to show how much stronger Blair is. So, they look like I'm pulling me up with the car.
So, of course, like, I see this, and I run back to Blair, and I grab him, because he's holding my car up, and you're over there just like, I'm not going to... I'm just going to back away, because this car drops on my weight, I'm going down.
I'll turn into a puddle. But that's because teamwork makes the dream work. I only work in pairs, so that's why.
I know all about people, you know, trying to take credit for picking things up or holding them up when they can't.
So she's trying to say I'm like Ryu.
Yeah. And Ken.
And Ken.
Mm-hmm. Both.
Both.
After Ken totally abandoned Ryu.
My man was a snake.
Oh, yeah.
And then tried to steal a golden statue. And then when they got in that fight with Sagat, like, he just... I was going to be like you and, like, gave him the statue back.
He
like,
went to all that work to get the statue. Just take the guy. Right. You're
just take it there.
Just in 5 minutes, you're like, and then, I don't want
to
be a thief anymore.
And, like, Guile tries to get him to enlist in their weird army. And they're like, no, we're going to help rebuild this place. With what money? With bison bucks? With his Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
Oh, my God. DJ totally had a billion of them in that fucking suitcase.
Yeah. Monopoly money's worth more than that shit.
Yeah, I thought that was a really bold move by Bison to bring out his own money and pay people with it.
How do you not shoot that? How does he get that far with his bullshit money where someone just looks at him and be like, nah.
I know.
Dwight did it in the office. So.
True.
Yeah, but he's not Bison.
Yeah, it's not Bison. Bison bucks. Like, this dude's getting away with killing all kinds of people, all kinds of shit. Look at these guards getting paid in Bison bucks. They go to, like, the local bar. Let me get a beer. No.
I'm taking his shit.
What the fuck is this?
I'm taking this toilet paper.
Chuck E. Cheese coins. This is, go play ski ball.
He was printing them in advance for his Bisonopolis.
Because he said he was going to tell Switzerland what the new exchange rate was. He wasn't going to steal the gold.
It was London because he was going to kidnap the queen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're way far away from that.
Who apparently controls the fucking, what's that, the GDP, whatever it is, the exchange rate?
Yeah, apparently they control the exchange rate.
It's not the gold that your country has, it's the...
I just don't understand. I don't think he ever took one economics class. He just heard the word economics. He's like, I think I know how this works.
It's like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when they print their own money.
Oh,
yes.
That's that level. Dennis and... Yeah, that's exactly what they did. If you guys know what we're talking about.
Self-sustaining economy.
There's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where the main characters print their own money and hand it out to people that those people use at their bar, and in return, which would entice them to buy more, spend their money to buy fake money in this like revolving door but everybody got all the free money, bought beers with it, and then never came back.
Yeah.
That's Bison away. Bucks.
That's absolutely, does not make any sense whatsoever.
Have you guys ever gone on a side note where you're letting the people listening know that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is pretty close to
it's pretty what's accurate. Going
on in yeah. Philadelphia?
Pretty accurate.
I thought it was actually like a reality show.
I mean, in the first season, it kind of felt like it.
Like a documentary?
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is interesting. Like
a weekly documentary of people I know.
Yeah. You go see this guy on the street.
Yeah. I was like, I've been to that bar.
I have tried to look it up, but...
So, alright, so that's like the characters in this movie. So, out of 10, they maybe nailed like 3.
Yeah.
Everybody else is just a shoehorn.
Yeah, I didn't really recognize... I recognize names.
Oh, we got DJ. I don't remember much about DJ in the game. Yeah, he's a guy. He's a guy. He's a capoeira fighter in the game.
Huh. He's a Microsoft employee in this one.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I forgot a couple more guys. Let's talk. So, yeah, he's a fucking genius in this one, apparently. Hacker extraordinaire.
Yep.
The scientist is Dalsum, the stretchy limb guy from the games.
From Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
I know. Same guy. I never really got that until I just watched that movie, and I was like,
totally looks different. And then when I saw him bald, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, you recognize that? What the hell happened there? Where did his hair go? Does anyone know? What happened to his fucking hair?
Yeah, he was, he had full hair and everything.
He had a full head of hair, and at the very end scene, he's completely
remember
bald.
He got that fucking
the liquid on him.
Yeah,
it just melts hair.
I guess
he got on his sleeve.
He
had on his sleeve though. He had a whole hell suit on.
Bro, I'm trying to.
They had to make him look like the character at the end.
Oh, is that what he looks like?
Yeah, he's bald. He's bald. He has like a chain around his neck because he's like Yogi in the.
Huh.
He's a peace fighter.
A bear?
Yes. Hey, hey, Pat Albert.
Fighting forest fires.
Fighting forest fires. And then Blanca, I don't know his. I don't remember his story in the game. I'm pretty sure that's they're probably close to it. He's like a Brazilian fighter, but he shoots lightning.
Huh.
In the game, he turns into lightning.
Oh, that's interesting.
Something with lightning.
So you're saying, and you know, this is what I'm getting out of this, that Street Fighter is just a shitty ripoff of Mortal Kombat.
I would agree.
But
yeah.
Was Street Fighter done before Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
So
Time Machine.
Still a shitty ripoff though, because Street
semantics.
Fighter Mortal Kombat's did better.
Well, I mean that chamber that Blanca was in. I mean.
Oh, let's talk about that scene
where he bounces out of it.
When Jean-Claude Van Damme comes up through that, when so
shot out of like a pinball,
like a motherfucking missile. He got hit with a JCVD missile into the chest. So like, there's a scene where Bison's looking for his prize pet Blanca, and
which he does not know is finished. By the way,
no, doesn't know.
Checks in once.
No update.
He's like, oh no, time.
Yeah. Well, like it's a fucking microwave.
Computers and shit hits one button. You're like, all right, it ain't going right over there. I'm not
Alexa,
gonna,
let me know when Blanca does. So. He fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme goes in his tube, which is like elevates, takes him like up an elevator to show off Blanca. The doors open, and fucking this Belgian waffle comes flying out
across
like
the room,
Mach 10, and just kicks Bison in the chest, like literally 150 yards kick.
That kick would have hurt so bad.
I would have killed him. I put a foot through him.
Well,
fatality.
If you also remember that he got revived by his patent leather vest, so there's something in there.
What his adrenaline shot?
Yeah, and the CPR machine.
CPR, yeah, like a three-step process.
Gave him lightning powers.
Yeah, yeah. His electromagnetic powers.
And he floated.
Yeah, well, he does that in the game, so.
Yeah.
He's powered by electromagnetism in the game.
Is that really what it is? Because I thought that was just a shitty way to try to explain it.
Yeah, it's what
it
is.
Sucked.
And, eventually it gets, like, demon powers. Eventually it gets, like, real weird. But, like, his main move in that game is called Psycho Crusher, is when he, like, flies at you with his, like, Superman pose and punches you. So, you know, that move he kept hitting Jean-Claude Van Damme about 10 times with. Just move!
Was Guile's move, though, the
flip
front,
kick?
Yeah, the flip kick.
See,
yeah. Okay,
I loved that scene because that is totally me when I play those games. I button mash the shit out of the
same
controller.
Move.
Same move. Just, yeah.
Just keep smashing,
no,
keep backing
moves.
Him into a corner.
A, B, 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 B.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
That's how you win.
No,
that's how I get
blocks.
My ass kicked.
Apparently, no one blocks in the movie either.
Nah, everybody
that
just eats it.
The only time I felt like I was in the game.
You're like, oh, this is a game. I get it.
Are you sure you didn't put out the mine scene when they used the controller stick to launch the mines at the bottom?
The arcade?
Oh, my God.
The arcade?
Yeah.
That was seemed inefficient.
And he was just pressing buttons and...
He clearly had no idea how to work that.
On his floating...
And his last one to launch all of his missiles, he just smashes all the buttons at once.
He's like, I don't know where this is going. I can't hit him. I'm talking in movie too. I'm not talking the actor. I'm not in movie. That guy's just like, what the fuck is this shit? Who designed this?
This is terrible.
Why did you give me a fucking button on one button to hit? Why did I hit six?
Right.
Fun fact about that, with all like the little buttons and shit on it, that background image is the world map.
Mm-hmm.
It's the character select screen in the game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Same thing.
And they even projected like the random camera that had its eye on the boat the whole time and had like this graphic over top of it that made it look like it was a video game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The HUD image.
Mm-hmm.
Not great for launching mines, though, that image, because it's just following the boat, and you're like, I don't know where the mines are.
Yeah. Not helping.
You know, he yelled at so many people after that. He's like, I killed him, but goddamn, guys, get your shit together.
So they took these guys like an hour into this movie to get to Bison. An hour.
Yeah. Who was like
with
10
these
minutes.
Crazy satellites that they show in the movie that can fucking find an explosion?
Oh,
they can see they can find anything. They have these crazy satellites that they pan to in the sky that can search and find facial anything.
Yes,
but it takes these guys an hour to find Bison with a tracker. Mm-hmm. You have these crazy satellites. Mm-hmm. Nope.
I will say, I like when they were doing like the satellite things. I tried to actually find in using Google where there was actually like the in the world it was taking place. It's like in Miramar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then I started, like, as I was watching the movie, I was on Google Earth, and I started playing with that instead of watching the movie.
Smart move.
It was a fun. It's so much fun with that damn thing. I love it. You start spinning the world around, going to different places.
So, like, pretty much the climax of this movie is they're getting ready to raid Bison's shit. And the government comes down and is like, nah, we're going to pay him $50 billion.
Also, the bad guy from Jurassic Park 2.
Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah, that's what he said. I don't remember Ace Ventura.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he's the guy from Ace Ventura 2.
I only remember thinking about that movie. Jurassic Park? Yeah, he's the bad guy.
He's always a bad guy.
Well, that was the worst movie.
He gets eaten by the baby dinosaur at the very end.
Yep.
Yeah. The pond cheese or whatever.
No, that's the beginning of the movie. The compies? Yeah.
No, at the very end, the baby T-Rex eats him on the boat.
Okay. Yeah.
But he shows up. He's like, nah, after all these people are dead, we're gonna pay off Bison for $20 billion.
That's weird.
And then Kyle's like, all right, he gets fired basically. And he's like, so they fire him first, right? And then he's like, all right, I need you to go tell all the troops that they're fired too.
Makes sense.
So he's like, what? Even this is the one like redeeming moment he has where he's just like, oh, I'm fired. So then he goes and inspires these troops to go raid with him, and they're all like, yeah, we're all fuck it, we'll do it too.
And the 12-year-old,
yeah, dude, like half those soldiers,
that was really weird.
They're like 12.
That guy, I didn't know, he definitely lied on his application.
Yes, he did.
That man was young.
Can I point out this, Guile taking a renegade force to assault something in another country?
Terrorist.
Another reason why he sent a Bison. Renegade general. Oh, he's a colonel.
Yeah, colonel.
Colonel
Guile.
They're like, yo, that would have been a better story. They're just brothers.
Yeah.
There you go.
I bring the lambs to the slaughter.
Yeah. That would have been a way better story.
So, like, even prior to that scene, he's like, when he's in, like, the briefing room, he's like, I'm going to take a small team of guys to raid Bison's place.
Yeah, we can only fit in one boat.
My man brings, like, 100 dudes.
Yeah.
Minimum. Small raiding team.
I did not understand the point of their plan. Because, okay, so they're going to take a small team to get past the defenses. I'm assuming to shut them down, which they fail.
No.
They completely fail. And they go in, and they're trying to, like, I guess free the hostages or make sure they're safe.
Yeah.
Without really, this is a military operation. Really, like, a frontal assault is all it's going to do is get everyone killed.
Yeah.
All they have to know that they're just going to kill everyone.
Did they explain why they don't use, like, helicopters and shit? They just go by boat?
Boat or land.
Where obviously there's only one way in. Like, the water's jeep. One way.
It's a jeep.
Well, no, remember, it's split.
Right, but it's either they're coming from here or here. But if you're in the sky, you got 360 coverage.
They couldn't get one jeep.
Not a fucking jeep.
They had a stealth boat that was invisible. They had no jeeps.
Well, no, they needed to be in the water or something so they could shoot down that signal.
Oh, that was the radar towers.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know.
Couldn't hit that with a helicopter?
Because you could see how they could see the radar limit on their little computer.
Which, by the way,
does that technology exist today?
Radars?
Radars are
a
thing.
I understand radars, but like seeing the enemy's radar radius.
I don't think so. I don't know that.
Because they literally showed, like, this is where his radar is.
I don't want the SWAT team kicking down my door.
Maybe
he knows too much.
Maybe they bought the radars from them accidentally. Like, oh, shit, we just sold those radars. We know the specs.
They got remote access?
There's the one guy at the briefing. He's like, he's saying the same thing. He's like, how do you know how long the radar range is?
Bison's brother.
And then you just take him in the back while he hears a gunshot. And come back.
Ted Bison. So, let's talk about some weird facts about this movie.
Weird facts. Hit me with them. There's probably a ton.
There's an awful, awful amount of things in this movie that are just makes no sense. But my favorite one is, so when they were filming this movie, whatever country it was, Myanmar? Is that where it was?
Myanmar?
Mars Bar?
I think I'm even saying that wrong.
Yeah.
Asia. It's in Asia.
But, so all these, like, all the equipment stuff comes over. They're getting ready to film this thing. The government thought America was staging a coup, and they shut down all main roads that led to any government building because of how they thought, like, it was a distraction. Like, America was going to come and, like, destroy all their shit, like, undermine this poor-ass country.
Which we probably did.
Probably.
Don't you have to get permission to film in a certain place?
But they probably thought they were lying. Mirrors and stuff. So they shut, like... So, which got on everybody's nerves in this during this filming and shit like that.
Seems like
which also led to Jean-Claude Van Damme's worst coke habit. Mm. He was on coke the whole movie.
It was probably really easy to get.
Probably down there, yeah. I can see it.
He, like, went down the street.
So, like, I knew that going in watching the movie, and I was like, there's a couple scenes where you can just kind of see him, like, his eyes are just kind of glazy, and you're
I
like...
I think it's, like, more than just him, because there's a lot of scenes where Ken looks like shit.
Probably.
Like
he
looked like he was fucked up.
The budget though, of that $35 million, they spent $1 million to have Jean-Claude Van Damme have a handler so they knew where he was at all times. He was late to every shoot because he was just going like these binges of coke and prostitutes and shit. So they paid like $1 million. They paid a guy like $1 million to like keep track of him.
He didn't do a very good job.
No, because actually he got paid like half up front. And his first half he spent up front, he bought more coke and did it with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh my god.
That man sounds like a genius.
What was on his resume that made him get hired?
Where can I get that job? I want a fucking $500,000 up front. Mm-hmm. I gotta chase him around and not do anything? That's just ridiculous.
Score a bunch of coke? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of the things. It's just like, oh, we're just... I mean, there's a bunch of other weird stories, but that's the one that I was reading all these, like, interviews like, why, you know, this movie's been out since 94, so it's obviously there's stories that came out, but that was the one I loved. That it was just like, America's up to something. No, we're just making a bad movie.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
That's all we're doing.
That's all we're up to. I mean, I did notice one thing, kind of a throwback to the last movie episode we did about Super Mario Brothers. If you remember in that movie, they had the multiplayer, the two-player joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a similar one in this.
Oh, really? I didn't
catch
it.
It was like 45 minutes in. It was, I think we're already at Bison's base, actually, because I'm pretty sure they get there real quick. But so it's like Ken and Ryu, or like, oh, did you see the one screen? He's like, I only saw the left side. He's like, I saw the right.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, there you go.
That's right. I'm gonna talk about the map.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that. I was like, that's dumb. Who sees shit like that? I only saw the left side. I saw that, and I was like, why did you even say anything?
I just wanted him to say, like, I saw the left side, too.
Yeah. That would have been great. And they just get lost and, like, run into some weird traps, like an axe swings down and cuts him in half.
I didn't want anything to come out of that. I just I saw the left side. Shit. All right. I'm going to go play with Bison's side now.
And wasn't that, like, right before E Honda or whatever the car is?
Yeah.
He gets, like, whipped.
Yeah.
Like, in that room. And he, like, is totally eating it. And he gets whipped, like, a dozen times. And he only has two...
Yeah,
only two. On his back.
He also makes a hand job joke right there too.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was really weird. It was like, you know, he's like, yo, you give me a hand. He's like, maybe in a couple months. It was like a weird, like, and
it's
like,
it's just
like,
real skeevy. It just seemed weird. Just like a weird inflection about it.
Because like it was like a jail reference, I guess, or some shit. Like, it was really bizarre. There's no other way to take that.
I don't like it. It makes me mad.
Oh man. This movie is great.
So as a whole, this movie at the end, all said and done, $35 million to make. Mm. When it was done, its run made $99 million.
Wow!
There you go.
It was a profitable movie.
Wow!
Why was there no sequel?
I think they tried to make a sequel. Actually, I remember reading something.
Because
Van Damme was too strung out.
No, I don't know if they just. I don't think they could get anybody to commit to it.
Raul Julie was dead because they actually right. There's an end credit scene where he does come back.
Yeah,
like somewhat. He like punches his hand.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say about that.
There's an end credit scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like the whole base is like destroyed and it's like a solar battery online and he just punches his like hand through like the bottom of, like a screen.
Like the whole 90s 80s trope like Freddy did it and
right.
Jason
did
it.
Kind of really weird.
It's like always that thing where just the one fist punches up.
I did.
Jaws
they,
did it.
They did kind of leave.
Puts his fin up.
Floating.
My man stuck that thing like them Velcro suits.
I'm pretty sure he got kicked in it so hard, shit exploded.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
The whole
that.
Base
that
shut. He's like, we're going
yeah, and
in.
And then the whole base exploded like 5 times. How did he survive?
Irresponsible use of bombs.
I don't understand. Was there a self-destruct thing that I missed?
I missed it.
Why that base was exploding in general?
Not a clue.
It was the alerto.
Oh yeah, Spanish lever. That guy when Jean-Claude throws his knife and kills that one guy.
That's what I was gonna bring up that exact scene. He throws that knife, and they cut back to Jean-Claude Van Damme, and he just smirks and laughs like, "I just got him."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "That's fucking what the hell, dude?
Kill the dude.
Fucked up."
And that guy falls on a lever in an Asian country that says "alerto."
Alerto.
Not alert. Just
well,
make alert.
That's the one the DJ pulled up.
Yeah. To get it ready.
And then turned it, and I'm like, oh, look, it says alerto. When
Who
are we in fucking...
does that?
Spanish country.
Who the fuck has, like, hey, we're getting attacked. We're going to just destroy the base right now. I'm like,
yeah. And Guile's such a smug piece of shit in the follow-up scene where he has his other little knife, and he's surrounded by guys with guns, and he points it at him.
And he thinks
he stopped them all
with
his one little knife. He's literally surrounded by, like, 20 dudes with guns. Behind him is, like, the army. He doesn't know that. And he's just like, yeah, I stopped him.
And then goes, leave us alone, guys.
There's the setup, though, and how they do that, though, is hilarious. Because then Bison comes on the TV, and he's like, And God's like, fight me unarmed. And like, and he's like, okay. And he like just pans up and he's standing on the rail by the mother team. And it's like, was he standing in the whole...
I think it's this floating little thing must have been like his cameraman or...
And it was following them like the whole fight.
Yeah.
But I just love how they were both like, no, men, you stay back. We'll handle this ourselves.
Yeah, and while the meanwhile, somehow the base is blowing up.
By the time, did not rescue the hostages at that point either.
Nope, still in there.
They were like, we're going to fight one-on-one. Well, what about the 60
they
hostages?
They couldn't find them.
Oh. Yeah, it's like, we're going to kill the guy then. That's where they are.
They had all just witnessed this giant pit in the middle of his base with all the hostages in it. And then when it gets to that point, they're like, all right, we're going to go find them. I can't find them. They're in the middle of the fucking thing.
Yep.
In that goddamn pit.
Oh, it's... I really think that, like Guile is just a bad guy in disguise. Like, he really...
He's
going there. He's like, my vendetta is really just to kill as many people as I possibly can. I just want to kill people. Like, I mean,
that first scene running through the fight area.
Yeah, it blows through him with an APC.
This APC shit. Okay, so... One thing, too, I did notice in the final... I guess, is it the only full-fledged out Ken and Ryu fight? Is at the very end? They had, like, a brief one.
Could they fight in the locker room?
Yeah.
After Ryu walks in a corner and turns around. Oh, okay, I guess no one's in here.
Did you catch that part?
No.
I think he's looking for Sagat. Yeah. And he walks into the locker room. So right in the corner where the two lockers meet, there's like just a corner of a wall. Mm-hmm. It's just a corner of a wall because you can't put a corner locker there. Mm-hmm. He walks into the corner and does like this look like, oh, there's nothing here. And then turns around and walks away. And that's the scene. Real quick.
But that's when he gets attacked.
And then Sagat shows up the next scene. But he walks into a corner. Yeah. Like, what'd you think to find?
I do think that whole fight scene was not planned out, like storyboarded or anything at all. Because it also, I noticed this when Ken shows up, because Ken comes to save the day. That the way they filmed it is like they have like Sagat who's looking at Ryu, and he gets punched in the face by Ken, and you really they turn the camera on to show Ken. He literally came at him head on,
yep.
And he was he basically just walked up to him,
just watching, just
looking
him.
At him, is and then punched him in the face.
Is that Ken? Ken? Hey.
He's like,
Ken, to you? I only got one eye. I can't see.
Punched him multiple times, and there was not like an ounce of blood anywhere.
No, my man got
this
bullied.
100-year-old dude that you were talking about
made a paper.
He beat up his grandpa.
Yeah.
I know.
Ken.
Ken? He just walks right up.
Just walks up and just sucker punches him. Not even a sucker punch because you saw him coming.
We should help. That's a side note. I want to see, like, we're just trying to help Ryu up, man. Just punch me in the face.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Dick.
I just thought that was weird because I'm like, he just walked right up to him. There's no, like, I snuck in behind the back door. No, he came in through the front door. He's just like, hey, hey. And just, I'm going to hit you.
He comes in snapping his fingers like, here comes Ken.
Yeah.
Here comes Ken.
And I like when Ken was looking at the security camera that just happened to be on Ryu while he was looking for whoever he was looking for. And he tries to, like, catch his attention because he sees the other guys coming through. And it's like, Ryu, can you hear me? Like, he's trying to get his attention.
Hey. Yeah, I can.
That was literally the sound, too.
Here comes Ken. That's what they should have named that movie. Here comes Ken.
I'll be honest with you. They are the worst part of that movie.
Yeah. Who are also, like, the best part about, like, the show. Like, the there's actually a really violent anime. Which is awesome. And it's, to the T, perfect.
And I'm guessing it's not like this.
Fuck no.
I mean, like, this felt like...
Which is weirdly enough, because, side note, Chun-Li almost gets raped in that, too, by Vega.
Really?
And she kills him.
Oh, well, that's nice.
She mauls him.
Because this felt like the fucking Chris Kattan, Will Ferrell between Ken and Ryu in this movie.
Dude, that's a perfect analogy. That is.
It's like a SNL spinoff.
Night at the Roxbury's.
They acted like they were like best buddies forever, and they were in this whatever arms deal for a long time. But then they also act like they don't know each other.
Yeah, they're like, all right, gotta go.
Like, there's no chemistry between them.
I gotta stay and save him. See ya.
Their relationship is... Oh, yeah, he really did not give a fuck that he was leaving. He's like, all right, cool, I'm leaving, man. He's like, you're not gonna even just be like, yo, really? Come on.
I'm pretty sure in the game, don't quote me this, but they're like adopted brothers. Like,
that's at least somewhat of a relationship.
Yeah.
This one is like, hey, we kind of just found each other on the street, so... Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
But just kind of, let's get some final thoughts in here, because I know we all kind of picked apart some of our favorite movies, and we jumped around talking about this one movie because it's fucking ridiculous.
It's not like you're really going to follow the plot linearly, and it's going to make sense anyway. So.
No. All right, so what do you got?
the whole fucking movie. I just, thinking about the beginning of it when, you know, they're going through the whole scene and they introduce Ken and Ryu in with Sagat. You know what? I gave up on that. And just how they're walking in and they're like, oh, isn't there a curfew? Like, in this whole, like, underground fighting ring. And he's like, this is my town. No one tells me what to do. And then overhead, you hear this, like, helicopter or whatever say, like, curfew, it's 7 p.m. Like, I just feel like that summarizes the entire movie.
It's just one of those things, like, I couldn't tell if it was being serious or is that, like, a comedic.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right. I was like, oh, you're trying to be funny?
Yeah, I just, right. I was very confused. I'm like, should I laugh?
Right, like, you just got told.
Like, there were some good jokes in there, like when Bison makes fun of Sagat's one eye.
Oh, that was amazing.
He's like, oh, you didn't see them?
No, he really goes for that joke, too. I was like, damn.
Like, Sagat's still like, no, I'm so cool with you.
I wrote that down. I was like, that's savage. Yeah. That dude is brutal.
And I just love how everything for Sagat was snakeskin.
Yeah.
His eye patch was snakeskin.
Oh, yeah, man.
The fucking suitcase with all the money.
I mean, like, snake skin, I feel like they got crocodiles there. They couldn't get, like, you know, some gators.
Well, we really don't know where it is because it's Asia, it's American, it's Spanish, like.
It's down the street.
It's San Francisco. Music, Chinatown.
Godzilla, like, we. You
yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, every time the Hawaiian guy showed up, the Hawaiian music played.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Unnecessary.
Yeah, wow. Yes.
Like, you didn't know.
I was like, a luau. My man has a Hawaiian shirt the whole time. I got it. I got it.
I wanted to beat you over the head with it.
Oh, you're the Hawaiian Japanese sumo. Yeah, I get he's Hawaiian. Here comes the music.
You're here to kill Bison because you're sumo wrestling.
Because he ate your volcano. I got it. You're Hawaiian. He hates surfing. I got it. Here comes Ken.
But I just thought that scene was just very, like, foreshadowing of how the entire movie was going
to
be.
Real early on, you're like, oh, okay, I got you.
You're just confused whether you should laugh or not.
Right. Yes.
The whole movie. So I have one thing I just want to bring up. So as... Guile is infiltrating this base, and he does this weird climb down the well thing, which, okay.
And no one hears him, by the way.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we gotta go in stealth.
The guards that are standing on top of him.
My man crashes through a fucking ancient well.
Also, other weird thing, they're yelling back and forth. They don't have radios, but they show later they do have radios.
Mm-hmm.
They were just screaming down this well, hey, you alright?
Well, there's guards, like, feet away from them. No, where they're trying to be silent.
Like, you can tell that they're, like, trying to whisper, too.
Yeah, it's like whisper, like, screaming.
Whisper yelling, yeah.
Can you come here real quick?
So as, you know, JCVD's climbing down this rope, and he goes, 4 years of ROTC for this. And I'm like...
I didn't get that either.
What are you... You didn't do anything else? You literally...
You went from, like, that high school fucking class to, like...
Yeah, it's like...
We had ROTC in high school.
Is this your first deployment anywhere?
That's why he's just kill hungry.
Yeah,
his first mission.
He seems like a psychopath. He's like, I'm gonna go up the river and just shoot everyone.
The kid who plays Call of Duty is like, I'm in the military.
Yeah,
that's basically what he was.
It was a weird moment. I'm like, they could have picked anything to say, like any war in like real history. He's like, they picked. I was in ROTC for 4 years.
I was hoping you were going to explain that to me while we were watching.
Oh, yeah.
It was one thing that was just annoyed. It was like, I was in color guard.
It was Hey.
Was someone here in color guard?
I was in color guard.
Can you explain?
So you could fight a war.
Yeah.
Yes. I spun the rifle.
So when you're at work, you could be like, 4 years of color guard for this.
Yeah. As you're just shooting fucking innocent people.
I mean, go up a river and just shoot them in innocence.
I can spin a flag and I can spin a rifle really quick.
Is that what they did in color guard?
Yeah.
I had no idea what that is.
Yeah. No,
I've heard of it. It wasn't for me.
It's like the flag force. We had a couple guys join to learn how to spin a rifle because they thought it was going to help them in ROTC.
They could have just joined ROTC. And
I know.
It seems completely...
Well, listen, I did color guard in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they started because we didn't have ROTC until we were in high school.
Correct.
I believe so.
They wanted to do color guard, but, you know, it kind of takes a lot of...
Are there a lot of colors?
Four. All four primary colors.
It depended sometimes.
Oh, it's just one color.
It goes by seasons because we have different themes for each year in our performances. So there was one year where, yes, we were very colorful, but there was another year where we were like purple and black.
So if you can join in and be like, you know what? I should get a free grade. False advertising. There's not much color in this guard.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure there's a video out there of me somewhere on one of our competitions.
Internet's about to get more interesting.
I'm going to have to find it.
It's on Pornhub.
Back to the movie. As we're taking our little... Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
No, you're not. You will be.
Aren't they all?
So, my best scene... Actually, we'll talk a little bit about Zangief, because we passed over that.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that, like, so apparently, like, that actor has done other things, like, just
one other thing,
Leatherface, and then, you know, the remake. But apparently, he like went to high school, you know, at the same high school we did.
Yeah, he went to our high school. Like, we were four when he made this movie.
But like for me, his mom was actually she was like the librarian at my elementary school, and I always remembered like Mrs. Bernarski. It was, you know, she talked about how her son was like a famous actor. And as a kid, you know, you didn't look any of this up. You're just like, okay.
Yeah, because you couldn't because we just had books.
And as I got older, like, I think someone told me about him. And I looked him up. I'm like, oh, that's the guy?
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. And I watched him. I'm like, he's actually kind of pretty good in this movie. Yeah. He's like one of the better characters.
Yeah. He looks like him. Kind
of sucks.
Yeah, so we got royalty at our school. Oh, yeah. The guy who was in Street Fighter... That played Zangief.
He didn't get paid.
He probably didn't get paid to do the movie.
Didn't
either.
Realize that he was working for the bad guy.
Yeah. But one other thing.
Bison's the bad guy?
Yeah, that's just voice my mind. Who the fuck wrote that? Another thing, I guess Kryn didn't see this because you missed the last ending.
I forgot it was like Marvel. You gotta wait till the end.
After credit scene. Is that, so after he, I almost forgot this, after he busts his hand through the, you know, the screen, he's holding a remote. And it goes to a screen of, like, a menu, and it goes, like, menu select, and, like, oh, Bison, which menu are you going to select from the computer voice? And it goes to world domination, and it hits execute, and that's how it ends.
With a remote control.
Yep.
So, wait, but he's sticking his hand out of a screen.
Yep, yeah, he's got a remote.
He's got to find the signal.
So he can see what buttons he's pushing? And
I mean, I need to look at a remote.
He doesn't really explain that part, but...
Okay. He just got to end the world with his fucking Samsung.
He wanted to start world domination. Just, you know, execute. Which I'm very curious about what that program looks like. Because his base is destroyed.
And there was no sequel.
No, they wanted to make one, but...
That's why. He hit world domination and was like, deleted it. He's like, oh, shit.
He won.
Yeah, it's Bison's in power.
Teams up with Guile.
But I will say the best part of this movie, and in all seriousness, Raul Julia is amazing.
Yeah, the guy who played Bison, he was also in Adam's Family, and that's the only other thing I really remember him in.
Yeah.
But Gomez Adams is phenomenal on screen. As ridiculous as he is, dude, he commands the room. Like, he's the only one who can act in that movie.
He was, you can tell, he tried, like, on every scene. Like, not, like, you know, over, like, trying, but, like, he wanted to, like, put on a good performance, and he went for it.
Yeah.
And he succeeded.
He did. Dude, his mannerisms, his facial expressions, like, some points he was, like, just a, like, real, like, mean prick, and then he, like, otherwise he had, like, this charming personality for, like, split seconds. You're like, dude was all over the place, but... It was cool, because Jean-Claude Van Damme is awful.
Oh, he can't act at all.
Trash. Everybody in the movie's trash.
I always like John JCVD, but I really just, I realize that he is just not a good actor.
No.
Even in those fucking Pepsi commercials that he's in now.
He's in Pepsi commercials?
Yeah.
He might not be Pepsi.
Something, he does like...
He's in commercials?
Whatever thing's just to show him doing the splits.
Oh, is that really? That's all he's done?
Yeah, where he's like, oh, isn't it Tostitos? Where it's like, don't get Van Damme'd. Because
I'll try
like,
not
if you
to.
Stop talking to your friends, and they'll stop inviting you to parties, and then they'll invite me to parties, and then I'll go in your place. Don't get Van Damme'd.
I don't want to tell my friends that, because they might start inviting me to parties then.
Right. I really don't want to hang out with Van Damme.
Friends to start there.
I mean, let's be honest, though.
Probably a lot of cocaine.
If you told your friends that, like, if you stopped inviting you to parties, they'd be like, JCVD's going to show up? you might have to get the boot over here. I'm trying to get some JCVD.
At least he brings the drugs.
Brings like a wheelbarrow of cocaine. Yeah. You guys want to do drugs?
How far is your counterpart? Counterpart's apart. I could do a split.
You want to play Street Fighter?
He's probably the worst Street Fighter player.
He's probably trash.
He would pick him like Guile. It was like, oh, this was me. I did this movie.
It just gets fucking destroyed every time.
This Bison movie is so, it's overpowered.
Psycho Crusher.
I kicked him to a screen.
You can't block this one? Because you didn't block it 10 times in the movie when he flew across the room like fucking like on acrobatics.
I will say.
In slow motion.
In slow motion. How do you not see him coming?
I don't know. There's no like, I'm going to duck. There's no, I'm going to take a step to the right.
He got hit like the same move.
He's like, I'm going to stand here and just keep getting hit. I'm just going to put my hands up. Ah, no, it's dumb. But I was going back to my point. Raul Julia, only one in this movie.
Fantastic.
Without him, I dare say this movie would not be very good.
Yeah, I don't think it would have made nearly as much money as it did.
I'm just talking to in general. I think it's an enjoyable movie. But I think it's an enjoyable movie because of him.
Yeah. He's got a lot of screen time. He's got more screen time than the main character, Guile.
Yeah. And I'm okay.
Thank God.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not mad at that at all.
Well, Guile was dead half the time.
Well, he was faking his death, so.
I'm a possum. I bet you that was written in later because of all of his coke problems he was having. Yeah. They're like, we'll just fake death. We can just fast forward this movie.
That's why he looks like shit.
Yeah.
He's trying to fake his own death. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, so like, I don't. My one quick little tidbit is this is not Jean-Claude Van Damme's worst movie.
I would definitely agree with that. He's done some duds.
He's got like, I'm looking at like 22 of his movies. This is his number, like, I'm talking about money, make movies that made money.
Grossing.
Grossing. Okay. So acting wise, you know, that's subjective, but we're talking about hot dollars here.
Okay. Hot dollars.
Hot dollars.
Not cold dollars, hot dollars.
This is his fifth best selling movie that he's in, Street Fighter. His number one movie? He's not even the main guy in it.
Running Man.
Yes.
You fucking douche.
Rollerball. Yeah. He's the villain in Kung Fu Panda 2, which made an insane amount of money. Yeah, he's the villain in that.
I'll be honest with you, never saw one of those movies.
Because he doesn't have to act. Yeah. He just has to talk.
He's got, which I don't know if that's any better.
He's still got to talk. I mean, he's got a little bit of it.
But at least he has to, he can just stick with like how he talks normally. He doesn't have to try to mask these different accents and change them.
Are you kidding me? You're taking away his best attribute, and it's his high kicks and his splits.
Not his way
I
to.
Feel like he's in like the weakness of that those movies. He's like, I actually gotta say shit. People like be convincing.
You really want
to
sit
down and snort a line while he's doing it?
Doing a split while he's doing it. Probably. How much do you
split while you're snorting a line while you're trying to talk? On a
kid's
movie.
JCBD, can you do a split?
I can do a bump.
Split this bump.
Yeah. Second best movie? He's also a villain. The Expendables 2.
Oh, yeah.
All
right, I forgot
about that. Yeah,
he's the villain.
I think everyone forgot about those movies.
He kills Thor's younger brother with a sword, or he kicks a knife into his chest. Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth.
They look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he puts he throws like a knife in the air in that movie and spin kicks it and puts it in Thor's brother's chest, kills him.
I'm sure he smirked just like in this movie.
Waffles.
I love murder. This is what they taught me in ROTC.
Yeah, 4 years for this.
Kicked through a knife in some dude's chest.
And then he has Time Cop and Universal Soldier just beating out Street Fighter, which I like. I like Time Cop.
Arguably his best movie. It's not, but it's arguably.
I mean, everyone thinks about Bloodsport.
Bloodsport is the best.
Kumite
is the best. Are you kidding me? And the fact that movie is based off of like a real, like supposedly real story of Frank Duke.
It's the same, where they're fighting Bloodsport, is the same fucking ring that they use in Street Fighter, just without the APC crashing and killing people.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. Bloodsport was before this movie.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, you know they definitely took inspiration. Like,
we need a ring.
Yep, we need a ring. We need barbed wire.
Asians?
Weapons and shit. Yeah, we need something. We need a stoic Asian guy.
So final thoughts on the movie. What'd you think? Recommend it? And did you like it?
As a non-movie fan.
As a person who doesn't know Street Fighter.
Again, I liked Mario Brothers over this movie.
That's an awful thing to say.
Blasphemous.
I don't want you on this podcast anymore.
But in her defense, Mario Brothers had a coherent story.
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
What, are you fucking kidding me?
There was a problem. They had a villain, and they're trying to escape.
It made
this
sense.
One just like we're here.
More sense.
Here's 14 more characters.
This
one's way more sense than Mario.
This movie downloaded characters mid movie. All of a sudden, people show up.
I just the T-Hawk not explaining who the fuck that is.
I would 10 for 10 not recommend.
Oh my god, that's awful. So what the hell's Mario Brothers then? Like, what is that in the scale?
9 for 10, not recommend.
Oh, okay. It's a weird system of just, like, I use less stars to not recommend something.
So you're like a 20-star scale here. You got 10 for not recommending, and then you got a 10 for recommending? Or is it just 10 total?
No.
So, like, if you're at, like, a 5, you're fucked.
I'm just
trying to figure it out. Trying to figure out your schedule.
I don't remember how I ranked Mario Brothers. I was probably listening to my last episode. I think I might have did, like, a scale of 10. I think I might have given Mario Brothers a 3. If I gave Mario Brothers a 3, this is like a 3.5.
I don't know about that.
And the only reason I would say it's slightly better than Mario Brothers is because I knew this was shit when I watched it when I was younger. Nothing's changed with this one. I remember this one exactly, except like subtle nuances.
It's pretty great.
When I watched Mario Brothers when I was a kid, I thought it was great. When I rewatched Mario Brothers, that movie's fucking awful. It does not hold up.
I can't get past the Mario thing and the
Mario and Luigi Mario.
That instantly gets a -3. Like just that line alone. I don't give a shit what the movie's about. -3.
This only slightly beat out because of Raul Julia.
You also have a 20 but my, star system.
No, my star system goes at 20. Negative.
How many kumquats does this get?
My stars are powers of three.
Yeah.
Let them know that you're cheating.
Kidnap the queen. What's the exchange rate?
Right.
Okay, this is a 6 out of 6. Or maybe like a 7.3.
It's a 3.33 out of 3.33.
My rating scale is probably going to adjust the more I watch these stupid ass movies.
You do watch. You so far you've seen. You watch Mario with me. You watch this one with me. So
people just like to torture themselves, I guess.
She's
that's
a
not us.
Teamwork makes a dream work.
Rest of money.
Where's my money?
So yeah, this was a Street Fighter.
And by the way, I gave this movie an amazing rating because I think it's awesome.
You said -3.
No, I was joking.
Oh, what'd you think?
I thought it was great.
Out of 10.
I would recommend it.
Out of 10.
Great?
Yes.
Out of 10, what you got for me?
Like, Avengers was great.
I mean, this is way better than Avengers.
Get out of my house.
This was Avengers was actually inspired by this movie.
Yeah.
Thanos is Bison. He's got the glove.
He wishes he was Bison.
Are you kidding me?
He
Thanosopolis.
Wishes.
Thanosopolis?
He just takes him. Inspiration's all there.
There's Thor has one eye. Sagat has one eye.
See?
Ooh. See what I'm saying?
Who the hell is JCVD then?
Rocket Raccoon. Yeah. Don't need him. He just plays dead.
Yeah, he's not even really in the movie. But I would give this, say, 7.
7? Say 7?
7 out of 10.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Avengers is great.
Oh, man, you're wild. 7?
7.
And you said I'm blasphemous?
Bro, we have down 2 movies out of like 30, 70 gaming movies. This is a 7.
7.
We're talking like Mortal Kombat's coming up.
10.
Prince of Persia.
I don't know.
Assassin's Creed.
That's probably pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's probably pretty bad.
Yeah. I was like, there's like 17 Resident Evils.
They're all amazing.
Far Cry. There's a Far Cry movie. That's coming.
I can't wait to watch that. I'm actually really excited for that one.
That might be worse. That might be worse than Mario Brothers.
I don't know. I don't know. What about the Alone in the Dark movie? That's considered like the worst movie of all time.
Probably up there.
Yeah. I think one of the worst movies of all time is considered, it's a video game movie. It's a big old movie.
Yep.
And we're going to watch that.
Is that going to be an 8 on your scale?
Because it might be.
Clearly fucking backwards.
Bro, you wild with 8? The 7. You're real liberal.
That's what I'm saying.
9.
You lose. It just goes up.
Is it a 7 on the scale of the video game movies? Or is it a 7 on your scale for like the whole...
Like, where's Godfather on your list?
Like
and like Goodfellas.
Of video game movies.
Oh my God. Where's what's Goodfellas?
6.
You're a fucking piece of shit. Well... This has been No Geeks Loud Podcast. I'm James.
I just watched someone rage. I'm Brian.
I'm Crane.
I'm just still mad. I got nothing.
I know.
You threw me off with this.
You're red in the face. It's amazing.
You gave Goodfellas a 6 and you gave Street Fighter a 7.
Why'd you give it a 5 now?
Oh my God. I'm done.